Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to R/ Am I the Butthole, where a teenage daughter is constantly getting groped by her stepfather. Am I the butthole for calling out my stepdad for constantly touching my butt on accident? I'm a 16-year-old girl, and I've been living with my stepdad, who's 52, for about 1 year and 2 months. My mom divorced my biological dad when I was 10, and she was down for years until she met my stepdad in late 2022. They honestly seemed great together. He always seemed a bit awkward around me, and I caught him randomly staring at me or looking down my shirt a few times, but he made my mom happy, so I couldn't really complain. Fast forward about 6 months from their wedding. I'm reaching down in the dishwasher to put plates away, and as he walks past me, I feel his whole hand go across the right side of my butt. I immediately turned around to look at him, but he didn't even look at me, so I figured it was an accident and I didn't say anything. Since then, he's been doing it constantly, so I know that it wasn't an accident. During winter break, he did it when I was making pasta, and I just turned around to look at him, but he told me that he was sorry and that he just bumped into me. It was just me and him there, so I couldn't really do anything. This Tuesday, I was putting dishes away while my mom and stepdad were in the room, and he did it again while I was reaching up to put the cups away. I was genuinely sick of his behavior, so I decided to call him out in front of my mom. I immediately turned on him and told him to please stop touching my butt all the time and that it makes me uncomfortable, but he passed it off like it was a mistake. I told him, it's not a mistake, it's happened too many times. My mom came over to see what the commotion was, and I told her, but she sided with him immediately and said that it was obviously an accident and her husband isn't interested in me. I argued with them for some time, and she grounded me, so I can't see my friends outside of school until summer break. Since then, my mom came into my room to tell me once again that I'm not attractive to him at all and that I just want attention. Oh, jeez. Then, my stepdad came in to tell me that he didn't know what he did to upset me, but if I was upset, I should have approached him in private and that I upset my mom. Yo, this is making me nervous. OP, if your mom isn't going to do something, you've got to escalate the situation. Especially since your stepdad is basically getting the thumbs up from your, well, not really the thumbs up. She's ignoring the behavior, which basically means that your stepdad can just keep doing this consequence-free because, well, he hasn't faced any consequences. So you gotta tell, I don't know, your teacher, your grandparents, your biological dad, someone, an actual adult, a mandatory reporter, ideally. There's a saying, once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, three times is enemy action. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your stepdad 4 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for finding someone else after my wife opened our relationship? I'm a 29-year-old man and my wife is 30. We've been together for 7 years, married for 4. Last year, she came up with the idea of opening the relationship to try out new things. I said that's not something I'm comfortable with, and I would like to stay monogamous. It felt weird because it came out of nowhere. We were doing well and planning to build a family together. After I replied, she kept insisting, so in the end, I decided to give it a try. Here are the boundaries she set. You should always prioritize the spouse instead of the other partner. Always use protection. Don't bring the partner to the shared house. Don't form overly emotional connections. I told her, I'm not sure if I can do some of these things. I'm an emotional person. She said it's okay, I'll be able to do it, and it's hard for men to form emotional relationships in such cases anyways. She found a partner quickly and easily. My wife was my first relationship partner, so I wasn't confident in myself. I didn't have great chances when I was in my 20s. Eventually, after clearing out most of my work, I decided to try finding a partner in my spare time. Surprisingly, I was flocked with interest from younger or around my age women. I knew that maturing and aging did a great job for me, but not to this extent. I started talking to multiple people, but decided to stay with only one of them. When I shared this information with my wife, she seemed surprised but congratulated me. She said that she was shocked how beautiful this woman was and that I was able to get her. It's been 10 months since finding a partner, but after spending more time with this person and getting to know her, we formed an amazing emotional connection together. This woman is aware of my situation and respects my boundaries. I realized that I lost my emotional and physical connection with my wife over time. I know one of my boundaries were about emotional connections and prioritizing the spouse, but I told her I wasn't sure if I could comply with some of those. I had a difficult talk with my wife last week about my situation. She immediately offered closing the relationship and going to couples counseling, but I'm not interested in that, to be honest. My wife just feels like a friend to me now, and I'm afraid that I built resentment for her due to her opening up the relationship. I told her that would just extend the misery for me, and I would like to have a divorce. She flipped out and cried, saying that I'm throwing everything away for just a fling. Am I the butthole here? OP, I hope this will bring you clarity or closure when I say that your wife didn't find a partner quickly and easily. She had a partner waiting in the wings for the second that you said yes. And that's if you're lucky. Worst case scenario is she had already been screwing the guy and decided to just do it out in the open now. Though, I guess I gotta say 0 out of 5 buttholes across the board. There's nothing wrong inherently about opening up a relationship. It's just, you know, there's a risk associated. The risk is that it might destroy your relationship, which is what happens. So, I'm giving everyone 0 out of 5. Am I the butthole for threatening to quit my job because my wife just randomly quit hers? I'm a 35-year-old man and my wife is 33. My wife inherited a large chunk of her late father's sizable estate. She made it very clear that the money she inherited was supposed to go to her dad's bloodline, aka her and our children. We have a 13-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old boy. She said that I'm not entitled to a cent of it. We live in North Dakota, and I make $52,000 a year doing a property management job that I hate. It gets old driving around dealing with tenants who take their frustration out on me because my boss decided to cut corners. My wife works as an accounts payable clerk making $32,000. She hated her job because there was no growth and it was boring, but she held the job to show her dad that she was responsible. Her dad died, and she inherited a 5-bedroom mortgage-free house in another state. It's in one of the most high cost of living areas near a private college, where nearly all the students come from East Coast private schools. She rented out the house by bedroom to students and gets $6,000 a month when it's all said and done. The rest of her inheritance is locked away in a trust that pays out $15,000 a month, my God.
Living in North Dakota, the approximately $252,000 that she gets per year is more than enough to live well. However, I feel that my wife has been unfair with how she's handled the money. Right away, she rented herself a BMW. Then, she decided that she was done cooking and would order out every day. The problem is, I have a high cholesterol, and a lot of the foods aren't good for me, and the foods that are good for me, she never leaves enough real leftovers. I can stomach the fact that her inheritance is hers, but it does hurt that I've never resisted picking up the financial burden when I earned more, but she hoards all of her new money. She puts all of her earnings into accounts under her name. But meanwhile, the money from both of our jobs goes into a joint bank account. This would make sense, but then she quit her job out of the blue last week. She said that she looked at her boss, who's 50, and she said that she wasn't cut out to keep working until she was old like her boss. She wants to pursue her passion of photography, but doesn't want to earn money from it. So she quits. But the problem is that she quit because she gets basically $250,000 a year effort-free. I don't benefit from that, but I still have to pay for the mortgage and other household expenses since she refuses to pay for it, citing that it's joint expenses. We got in a fight, and I threatened to quit my job too since we were all quitting jobs now because work is hard. Her rationalization was that she buys takeout every day for us now, so my job was enough to pay for our mortgage. I asked her if she wants to upgrade houses just like she upgraded cars, and if the new house will not be in my name. In that case, will I have to pay the maintenance and the mortgage payments? She said that I should have to because it would be living expenses that I would benefit from just as much as her? What? Am I the butthole for being annoyed at her selfishness? Yo, OP, your wife sucks. She sucks hard. To be super clear, I think she should quit. She's got $250,000 coming in a year. That's just free money she doesn't have to lift a finger for. Why go to work if you don't want to at that point? You know what I mean? But the way that she's handling the money is so unfair. If you made $52,000 and she made $32,000, then what's that split? It's probably about like, what, 60, 75% of all expenses OP was handling since they paid for everything out of a joint account. So when OP made more money, he took on more of the financial burden. But now that she's making more money, she's not taking on more of the financial burden. If anything, she's putting more burden on him. What? This doesn't make any sense. Your wife is a hypocrite, a scummy hypocrite. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your wife 2 out of 5 buttholes. I'm hoping that your wife is merely blinded by all this money and it's affecting her head and that she's not really this hypocritical and selfish. Hopefully, OP can have a talk with her and talk some sense into her. Am I the butthole for divorcing my wife because she lied about her fertility? I'm a 38-year-old man, and I've been with my wife, Natalie, who's 37, for 8 years, married for 4. Natalie has a daughter from a previous relationship, Kaya, who's 12. Kaya's dad left when she was a newborn. We have no idea where he is. I love Kaya as if she were mine. She calls me dad and has a great relationship with me. I told Natalie from the very beginning that I would like to have my own biological kids, and she said that she was open to having more kids. After we got married, we bought a nice place and started trying for a baby. After a year, we did some testing, and everything came back normal. My wife said that in vitro fertilization would be too costly and hard on her body. I was secretly devastated, but I decided to come to terms with the fact that I would never have my own biological kids. That was until a few days ago when I found out from Natalie's sister that Natalie lied to me. She and her sister got into a fight in our house and her sister screamed, "At least I don't take pills behind my husband's back and claim that I'm infertile. Does he know that you had an abortion?" I was floored. My wife kicked her sister out and started crying, saying that she really didn't want another kid and didn't want to lose me. I can't believe she lied to me instead of talking to me. I just left. I've been staying at my parents' house since then. Natalie has begged me to come back, and she says that we can try for a baby. Kaya even messaged me to come back. My parents think that I should just move on and give her another chance. She made a mistake and she apologized. Am I the butthole for wanting a divorce for this lie? Alright, so to be clear, there's nothing wrong with not wanting to have a baby. You know, if she doesn't want to have a baby, fine. But to lie about it that consistently for 8 years, I don't see how you can possibly trust her on any issue ever again.
How can you trust her to be faithful? How can you trust her to love your kid equally? How can you trust her to, I don't know, just be honest with you on a day-to-day basis? This is not a small lie. This is not a single lie. This is a huge, consistent lie day after day for 8 years. OP, I'd be out of there. I wouldn't even be posting on Reddit about it. This is an easy choice. You get 0 out of 5 buttholes. Your lying wife gets 3.5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for using my husband's affair with my cousin against them? My grandparents gave each of their grandkids enough money to buy a house when we graduate from college. We still have to get through college on our own. My older brother made it through college with some debt, so he paid off that and still had enough for a 50% down payment and money in the bank for emergencies. I was lucky enough to qualify for a scholarship as well as a bursary through my father's employer. When I graduated, I bought a small house that was close to public transportation so I could take the train to work. A few years later, I met and married my husband. He met my cousin Yvonne at my wedding. Yvonne is beautiful. I know that I'm not ugly, but Yvonne is gorgeous. They started an affair about 3 months after the wedding. I found out because they're both stupid. I was hurt, and more than that, I was furious. I wanted to kick him out immediately and divorce him. Instead, I waited almost 6 more months. A month before Yvonne graduated from university, I went to my grandparents and broke down. I told them that I just found out about the cheating and that I was shattered. I couldn't believe that my own family would do that to me. I stayed with my grandparents for a couple of weeks. My husband tried to get to me, but I didn't talk to him. My grandmother helped me get a lawyer for a divorce during this time. My cousin has basically been shunned by the family now. My house was a premarital asset and was covered in our prenup. I gave my ex 1 month to move out. My grandparents are old school about marriage and family. They are beyond pissed. They said they couldn't fix what Yvonne did, but they could make their displeasure clear. They gave me her money. I'm sorry, I was surprised by that. I thought they were just not going to give Yvonne her money, but this is so much better. Yvonne had taken out student loans since she knew that she would be able to pay them back. She also chose a degree that wasn't exactly in STEM, so she will not be making a great salary coming out of school. My ex is begging me to let him stay because he loves me. I said that he wouldn't sleep with other women if he loved me. I know he doesn't love me. He finally realized just how screwed he is. My aunt and uncle are pissed off at me for screwing their baby out of so much money. I want to be clear here. It was never my intention to take Yvonne's money. I just wanted my parents to not give it to her. Me getting it was just frosting on the cake. Right now, my family is divided, but mostly on my side. They don't want to openly disagree with my grandparents. Everything is over and done with. The divorce will take a little more time, but my money is in my retirement account. My ex is out of my house, and the cousin can go F herself. I feel guilty about not confronting them immediately and for bringing my grandparents into it. My ex asked me how I knew. I told the moron that his text messages were showing up on our tablet before he deleted them. I had screenshots of everything. Well, OP, she screwed your husband, so you screwed her back. Seems fair. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving Yvonne and your husband 3 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast, because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.